Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. I have some very talented superheroes in the studio today. They have superpowers. They disappear into books. And anyone who loves to read can have that superpower. They can disappear into books. Today we're going to be talking with our library directors from Seaside, Warrenton, Astoria, and Reading Outreach in Clatsop County. There's a fundraiser coming up. It is a celebration of little libraries. It's at 5 p.m. on Saturday, March 31st at the Seaside Convention Center. And today we're going to learn about these wonderful bookworms. And bookworm, by the way, comes from... It's the larva of a wood-boring beetle that feeds on paper and the glue in books. And we're all worms today. It's spring. There are robins out. So I guess we need to use our superpowers and disappear into books. Anyway, so in the studio today, I have Esther Moberg. Esther is the director of the Seaside Library. Hi, Esther.
Good morning.
Happy to have you here. Sitting next to her is Jimmy Pearson, the library director of Astoria's Library. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Donna.
And right next to him, Trouble, we have Nettie Kalog. You said it, Nettie.
My reputation precedes me.
We have Nettie Kalog. Nettie is the library director of the Warrenton Library. Hi, Nettie.
Good morning.
And lending some gravitas to this show, we have Jane Tucker, who was the Astoria Public Library. How long were you the librarian?
17 years.
17 years. She's now retired. She's reading, she's writing, and she's involved with ROC, or Reading Outreach of Clatsop County. Hi, Jane.
Good morning, Donna.
Good morning. Before we talk about the Little Libraries Reading Outreach fundraiser on Saturday, March 31st, let's find out a little bit about each of you. So Esther from Seaside, please tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I grew up in Astoria, and I went away and came back and did library school and was happy to come back to the area again. So very excited to be back and working with these wonderful folks again.
What made you decide that you wanted to work in a library?
Back in the 90s, I was working as a library page in Astoria with Bruce Burney, and I said, what does it take to become a librarian? Because I just loved the work and working with those wonderful folks at Astoria Library. And so they told me the whole path, and Jane was one of my mentors as well, got me on that career path as well. So I owe some of it to her.
Well, we know reading and books change lives.
Yes.
Jimmy Pearson, let's hear about you, please.
So I am an Astorian by choice.
We arrived in October of 2016.
My wife and daughter here. Now my oldest son is here as well. Kind of Astoria is bringing us all in, and we love it. We've bought a home. We're settling in, and it's been a joy. It's been awesome following Jane. She's also part of the reason I'm here, because we had a 2.5-hour conversation where she told me all about how wonderful it is to be here in Astoria and be the library director.
And you were just visiting. And so she nabbed you. She found out that you had a wonderful, rich background.
Yeah, we were just visiting. So now we're here.
And you came from a larger library.
I came from the Denver library system. I retired from the Army in Denver in 2012 and was a branch manager of their second largest branch over by the airport.
And how is it being part of a smaller library?
You know, it may be smaller, but the duties are a little bit different, because I was so excited, got my director business cards, and was like taking pictures of them, sending them to my mom, saying, hey, I'm a library director. 2 days later, I got the bill for paying for them.
Exactly, yes.
There's a whole other world that you have to take on, and duties that are a little bit different at another level.
A lot more responsibilities.
A lot more responsibilities.
Yes, yes. And also renovation things, which we'll talk about later. And Nettie, please tell the listening audience a bit about yourself.
Well, we've lived in this area for 35 years or so, and I lucked into working into the library because I don't have a degree, so it was a complete accident. But there is no better job than being surrounded by books all day. The people are nice. Yeah, I like the people, but the books are something else.
They're friends.
They are friends, and I read like crazy all the time, and that's what I feed. I feed the need when people come in looking for books.
Right.
We like Nettie.
And we do like Nettie.
We like Nettie a lot.
No, we do. We're just teasing her a little bit, but not in a kind way. And Jane, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I grew up in a small neck of land that was isolated from my public library. So it wasn't until I was 6 or 7 my mother started taking me there. But one of the things that happened was the minute I saw the card catalog and I saw that there were author entries, I made one for myself. And I envisioned myself walking into the Library of Congress as an adult and, you know, pawing through the card catalog to find my name on my book. So over the years, I've made several mock-ups of title pages and things. So after I retired, when Jimmy was so wonderful to come out and I could retire, I've started writing.
So wait, instead of playing with Barbies, you were playing with, okay, library index cards. Okay, that says a lot. Well, we've talked a little bit before we have gone live here now about how libraries are still relevant. And I think it's important. I'd like each of you to talk a little bit about what's happening at your library and why it's still a very powerful and important thing for people of all ages and stations of life.
So at the Seaside Library, we had over 252 programs last year. So that's for children, adults, teens, all ages. So we're pulling people in. I mean, that's over close to 8,000 people attending programs. Our door count's 187,000 a year. I mean, people are coming in daily to visit the library. And it's for books. It's for programs. It's a community center.
Have you noticed that there's been a change over the last few years about why, about how the libraries are being used by people? Are they being used differently?
You know, some people are always going to use it for books, but others come in for a wide variety of reasons, whether it's to use our Wi-Fi, whether it's job searches. They know that we have all the resources at our fingertips and that the library is usually the one that is a trusted resource. We don't make up things. We're looking for the facts, and we pull them in and help people find them directly.
And that's what people need today. Again, we talked about the human connection and being able to get guidance. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's pretty overwhelmed with mm-hmm. so much information now, and to be able to figure out, mm-hmm. oh, this is the best thing for you to look at or do. Jimmy, what's happening at the Astoria Public Library?
You know, Donna, it's a very exciting time. We've hired the architects for the renovation, Hanna Barrietti out of Portland. The right firm for this project. They are familiar with the area. David Wark, the principal, worked on the Maritime Museum when they renovated it and transformed it into the beautiful building that it is now. And I've been in meetings with the architects and Ruth Metz, our library consultant, for the last couple of weeks, and I'm really, really excited about what some of the ideals are for the renovation and for the building.
Well, what we need to do, because the building is, it was built in
1967. It's 50 years old, mm-hmm. and it's showing its age, and there's a lot of things that we can do that will prepare it for the next 50 years.
And are you right now in the middle of the capital campaign then?
We are right in the middle of the capital campaign. The Library Foundation fundraiser last night at Fort George was a success, went really well. We've got some ideas coming up for some things that we're going to do, maybe an evening in the basement with John Gutenberger,
all right,
which is going to be really awesome. And I'm really looking forward to what we can bring to the Astoria.
And I think Willis Van Dusen is, he's very involved with this.
Willis Van Dusen is the president of our foundation, and he brings, of course, an energy, and it's just a joy to work with him. He's a phenomenal individual, and I love it. It's been really nice.
Well, there's a huge amount of support, Jimmy, I think, for the Astoria Library. And I know many years passed, many people trying to figure out what's the best way to go. And now you have a clear direction. And so the steam is you've got a full head of steam and you're moving ahead.
We are.
Which is awesome. Nettie, what's happening in Warrenton?
Oh, my gosh. What isn't happening in Warrenton? It's been a heck of a year. We moved from the old little teeny building in Hammond, which was about 1,200 square feet, onto Main Street in Warrenton. I'm still recovering from that.
How many books did you have to move, Nettie?
18, 19, 20,000, something like that.
Wow.
But we did have help. The inmates from the Clatsop County Jail were there, and they moved all the boxes and the furniture in 6 hours from Hammond to Warrenton. And then it took us 2 months to get everything unpacked and put away. Yeah, it was a lot. And we passed a bond levy this last, gee, I don't even know when it was because there's so much going on, but we have a bigger budget this coming up year, which I'm not quite sure I know what to do with because I've been so frugal with so little for so long. Mm-hmm. And then we're going out for an LSTA grant to automate the library, which is Library Sciences and Technology. And we that way we can get ebooks so people can download them. And people can look at the library catalog at home and find out what they want and put holds on books. And we won't have to go through 31 days of cards to find the card for the book anymore.
Oh, that's good.
So that's
modernization
a lot
is
going
coming
on.
To Warrington. To
sooner
the library.
Or later, yes.
To the library. Okay. That's great. Well, that's exciting.
It's exciting.
Really. I mean, all the programs that Seaside Library is offering and then the renovation and the exciting things that are happening that are new in Astoria and now in Warrington, it's happening everywhere.
We're going to catch up with you guys, so watch out.
Uh-oh. Competition here. Okay.
Yeah, Warrington's coming.
And Jane, you are here representing Reading Outreach of Clatsop County, or ROCC, R-O-C-C as you like to call
right.
it. Let's talk about what that is.
Right. ROC is a partnership we began 9 years ago with grant money, and we now are in partnership with 5 school districts out in the county. The county government supports this. The 3 city libraries support this. And the Northwest Educational Service District, Northwest ESD, supports as well. So we have a broad partnership, and we do 2 things for Libraries ROC. We make sure that every child in Clatsop County, regardless of address, has access to a library card, and we bring summer reading out to the schools in the summer. So we assist with that. So I don't have the exact numbers, but we typically run at least a few thousand cards.
Yep, we're probably about 1,300 cards annually that all children in Clatsop County outside of the city limits of the 3 libraries get cards. Our goal is all 2,900 children in the unincorporated areas.
Right. And the biggest thing for us that's exciting for me is, and for I think for all of us, is that if you are 9 years old and you live in Clatsop County, you have had access to a library card your entire life, regardless of address. Some of the listeners may remember that that's not the way it always was.
So it's still serving it not only a useful function, but it's growing in popularity because you have this goal to try to have every child be able to have a library card.
Right. And, of course, our dream is that those 9-year-olds get to graduate from high school still having a library card, and then that their children get to have a library card. So we hope to go on.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today we're talking about Reading Outreach of Clatsop County. There's a fabulous event happening. It's Saturday, March 31st at the Seaside Convention Center. We'll find out more about that in the second half of the program. In the studio today, I have Esther Moberg. She is the Seaside Library Director. We have Jimmy Pearson, Astoria Library Director. Nettie Kalog, she is Warrington Library Director. And Jane Tucker, who is with ROC, or Reading Outreach of Clatsop County. Well, let's talk about this event. What year are we for this event?
Well, that's interesting because the Library Foundation, it's only our 2nd year for Seaside, but we actually are partnering with Libraries Reading Outreach this year. So Libraries Reading Outreach, it's our 3rd year doing a fundraiser with Little Free Libraries. So we took the Writers Extravaganza, which the Library Foundation does, and we joined it with the Little Free Libraries annual fundraiser. So it's bigger and better than ever this year because we have 9 local authors, and we also have the Little Free Libraries. There's a live auction, there's silent auction, there's a whole bunch going on this year.
So you've really combined 2 events into one. and you did put out a notice for people to make and create Little Free Libraries. Well, for some folks who are listening who may not know what that is, what is a Little Free Library?
Oh, they're awesome this year. They're just awesome. I haven't seen them all, but they're beautiful. At this stage and being in the 3rd year, there will be 27 of them. So they're built by people out in the community. A lot of them are artistically supreme, and the people who win them at the auction get to place them.
So typically you put them in your yard, and you put books in it, and then people get to take a book out. And they can leave a book, or they just take a book. But the idea, which we love because of Libraries Reading Outreach, is that we're getting more books out into the communities and neighborhoods in addition to Libraries Rock. So it's trying to get as many books out, and people take on the ownership themselves of trying to supply more books to each other.
And they can look like birdhouses. They can look like, I mean.
There's one that looks like a church this year. Vintage Hardware built one, and it has stained glass windows and everything. It's beautiful.
Ooh, I can't wait to see that one. That's exciting.
And last year we had a farmhouse that was just a barn that was just out of this world. It was a real replica of a barn, complete with the doors and animals painted on the side.
And that one's at McClure Park, I believe, right?
I don't know where that one was.
I know it's at a park.
Okay.
Here in Astoria.
And so there are specifications, like they can only be certain height, width, weight, something like that, right? They have to stand on
some. Some are fit on a post. Most of the ones this year are preferably to be set on a bench because the weight of it, we don't want it to blow over in the windstorms that we have. So they're pretty good size. You can put quite a few books in them. The Vintage Hardware one I mentioned is probably one on the smaller side. It probably would fit up to 10 books, but we have some that could even fit up to 30 or 40 books. There's one that looks like a little Faroe Islands house, which has the grass roof on it. Okay. They're all different shapes and sizes. One has a modern stainless steel roof. They're just beautiful. Each one is very unique.
So this event on Saturday night is the opportunity to buy your very own, handmade by local folks, library and put it in your neighborhood. Put That's it somewhere good. Close to you. And Jimmy, you already have your eye on one that you want to put in your neighborhood.
Oh, I don't have my eye on one. I made the mistake of telling my crew that my wife has her eye on one.
Uh-oh.
It was built by North Coast Indivisible, one of the members of the organization she's part of. So I'm not going to say any more.
Okay. All right. That's great. So let's talk about,
And also, this year, we've been really lucky. Roger Dorband, a local artist and photographer, has co-written a book with Ursula Le Guin back in the 1980s. It's called Blue Moon Over Thurman Street. And it's a photographic treatment of Thurman Street, where Le Guin lived and raised her children. And it has her poetry in it. So it's signed by both authors. It's signed by Ursula Le Guin, and it's signed by Roger Dorband. And Roger felt that Ursula Le Guin would love the idea that one of the 20 remaining copies of this book that are pristine and signed by both Le Guin and Roger is available, and we will auction that off as well.
Wow, that is rare. That's a special thing.
Yes. And Donna, it's going to be a blue moon.
And is it is it? A blue moon on the 31st.
Oh, that's perfect. That's auspicious. All right, so what's going to happen? So at 5 o'clock, the doors open at the Seaside Convention Center. And how do people need to buy tickets? How does this
work?
You
can buy tickets at the door. They're also available at the three public libraries, at Lucy's Books and also at Beach Books. But the tickets are $10. Children to get in are free. But you can also buy them at the event itself, and the price will not go up there. But the 5 p.m. opening will be the author signing. And then at 5:30, the event will really kick off with food and drinks and the live auction and silent auction, and the writing portion will also start as well.
When you say the writing portion, so 9 authors. You want to tell us who those 9 authors are?
You know, I don't know if I have them all in my mind, but Nikolai Vasilyev, Gordon or Gideon Firmukwai, Melissa Eski Uzli. That's just a few of them. Diana Kirk. There's a wide range. They write in all different genres, but they have pre-made some short stories just for this event. People get a chance to bid on characters that will then be put in the stories, and at the end of the evening, those that have won the bids or have purchased the little anthology will get a copy printed and sent to them. So it'll be fun to see that experience as the authors put those characters into the book and read excerpts as well.
So it's a creative evening. You get to hear stories. You get to drink and eat. There'll be food, there'll be appetizers and beverages, and you can bid on a live auction and the silent auction.
That's correct.
And the silent auction are the actual little libraries themselves. Is that part of the live auction?
It is.
Yes.
Okay. There are some writers' experiences in the live auction, and then the Little Free Library, and then the book that Jane mentioned, The Blue Moon Over Thurman Street. So some of the authors that are at this event will give some writers' critiques that we'll be auctioning off. So that will be a great opportunity as well. In addition, we have 80 silent auction items that have been donated by local businesses. We really do want to thank businesses throughout Clatsop County, including in Astoria. People have given very generously different items and gifts for that event. So it's going to be fabulous.
Well, it sounds like Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Seaside Convention Center. That's the place to be for fun and for intellectual stimulation, I would say. Jane, you had a couple of other things you wanted to talk about the event.
Well, I think that it's pretty unique that there are that Library Cards for Children has been so successful out in the county. And when we started out, the state library approached Astoria Library and Seaside Library and said, you know, can you, and at the time it was Rita Fackrell, can you and Rita Fackrell come up with a way to see to it that Clatsop County's children have access to libraries? And so it was a really big deal. We worked hard that first year. We really felt like failures the first year. And the second year, we were surprised. They said, no, here's another year of funding, and then another year of funding that came from federal funds, from Library Services and Technology Act funds. ultimately, we decided that we needed 5 years to really make this kind of cultural change, because the libraries are city libraries, and they are funded by the cities, and the county, the unincorporated county, wasn't part of that. So I'm just so pleased that we're 9 years in. We have these nine-year-olds who have always had access to a library card. We have high schoolers, or they're entering high school. They've had a library card their entire working lives. We have one person who's not with us is Suzanne Harold, and she's our liaison out to the schools and the sort of the public face of ROC on a daily basis. And we're really pleased with the work she does, too. So our whole thing has been to remove barriers to library service for children. And so we're pretty excited about that. And very excited that poor Esther hadn't even started her job yet when we called her. And Jimmy and Nettie are all in this now, too. Mm-hmm. It's just really
And we
lovely.
Keep building on this toward the future. Nettie Lee and I are working on this grant, which she mentioned. We're looking toward, at some point, possibly, you know, sharing library card catalog across the city libraries, so folks have more access than ever before. We're really looking at ways to build this. We're working toward an endowment for Libraries ROC. At this fundraiser, there will be a chance with the paddle bid. We have an anonymous donor that will match dollar for dollar up to $5,000. Right. So we're really hoping to kickstart an endowment. We actually have, in addition to that, we have $6,000 already set aside for that endowment. So our goal is to start an endowment for Libraries ROC so that this just keeps going.
This is a huge success.
It
and,
is.
And it's needed now more than ever.
It is.
We are bombarded by information from so many different sources. And we need guidance. We need human connection at a library. Mm-hmm. And we need the ability to actually connect with a book, you know, in whatever way we do. So, and you all are making that happen with your superpowers. and we only have a few minutes left, so I want to have each one of you say any last things about, in the Daily A Historian yesterday, an article about how, you know, Pam Holland's dog, little kids are coming and reading to the dog. Mm-hmm. Wonderful idea. Mm-hmm. Helps, and we want to empower these children, yes. Give them education and the ability to open their minds to and to make mistakes when they read, which I loved that. When it said when they read to a dog, it's different than reading to a human, right? So any last things that you'd like to say, Esther?
I think each of our libraries provides unique programs and services and opportunities for people of all ages to come in. So just continue to support your local libraries, and you'll find out we have an amazing array of things that you can do there.
Well, there's something for everyone. You're doing, I mean, you had how many programs again? 250?
252 just last year.
252 programs.
Yes. Yep.
That's phenomenal.
Everything from Star Wars Reads Day to painting to kids learning how to cook. I mean, they're just across the board.
So yeah. The library is the heart of the community. It really is. Jimmy?
And it is. And someday I'm looking forward to having 253 programs. Esther and I are not competitive at all. But I will say that she doesn't talk about herself. She is our president-elect for the Oregon Library Association.
Yes.
So we will have on the North Coast representative. She will be our president next year for the Oregon OLA. And it's just a phenomenal opportunity to work with her, with Nettie Lee, who I'm not allowed to sit next to. Jane Tucker and Donna, you've been so wonderful to us in allowing us this time. I will say, come to Astoria, come to the library, come see what we're doing. We've got a really wonderful outreach tool that we're going to introduce this summer. You'll see it at Sunday markets. It's going to be wonderful and awesome. Living in Mr. Burney's legacy that he's left this community. Yeah. He was there on Friday, March 16th, when we met with the architects, with our friends and our foundation, and sitting there having him present while we're talking about renovating what he left for this community and the basement items. And of course, it's just a phenomenal time to live in Astoria and to be here and be part of all of this excitement.
That's
I'm fired
true.
Up.
Yes, you are. And you can be part of that enthusiasm. Patronizing your local library is really important. And come into the Astoria Public Library. Lots of new things happening. So great. Well done, Jimmy. And Nettie, any last things you'd like to say?
Oh, I can't top that. Can't possibly top that.
Well, there are some new people can pop in and see you. It's your new location.
Libraries are the heart of a community. And our library, the Warrenton Community Library, is a little less structured than some. We're a combination library, community center, Krabby Grandma's house. So you should come to the library, and you should come to the Little Free Library auction on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, and Jane.
It was a privilege to have a career as a librarian. I was a librarian from the time I was 15 years old, and probably will always be one. And I just want to say that now that I'm not in them on a daily basis, the people who are in libraries are fantastic, and it is the people who define the library. It's the people who use them and support them that define it. So please continue to come to all these libraries, come to our fundraiser, and please support Libraries Rock, Library Cards for Children in Clatsop County.
This is your opportunity to buy one of the, you have nine?
We have nine this year.
Nine this year. Little libraries will be available for the first time, the only time anywhere ever, at the Seaside Convention Center this Saturday, March 31st. Support the library. Support reading outreach in Clatsop County. Books change lives. Mm-hmm. And thank you all so much for the great work that you're doing. We're just so fortunate. And so Saturday night, Seaside Convention Center, and you can buy tickets at the door. Right?
Yes.
Or at the libraries in town or your local bookstores. So you too can have a superpower and disappear into books. Now is the time. This is the place on Saturday at the Seaside Convention Center. Thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, for always your grand work here. And my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself. Today, take a deep breath. It's so good for your body, your mind, and your spirit. We forget to breathe. There's so much going on all the time. And then with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There will always be those things that don't go well, but focus on the fact that you are here doing the best you can. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug for that, for being uniquely you. Being here now. The now moment, the only moment which exists on the amazing planet we call Earth.